This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that unity and solidarity of 140 crore Indians is the biggest strength of the country in its fight against terrorism. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi assured the people that the perpetrators and conspirators behind Pahalgam terror attack will be given harshest punishment. 26 people lost their lives in the terror incident in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam on the 22nd of this month. Prime Minister Modi said, following the terror attack, several global leaders called him up and wrote letters strongly condemning this heinous terrorist attack. The Prime Minister said the enemies of India and Jammu and Kashmir were not pleased that peace was returning to Kashmir. Democracy was getting stronger and tourists were increasing at a record rate.
जब कश्मीर में शांति लौट रही थी, स्कूल कॉलेजों में एक वाइब्रेंसी थी, निर्माण कार्यों में अभूतपूर्व गति आई थी, लोकतंत्र मजबूत हो रहा था, पर्यटकों की संख्या में रिकॉर्ड बढ़ोतरी हो रही थी, लोगों की कमाई बढ़ रही थी, देश के दुश्मनों को, जम्मू कश्मीर के दुश्मनों को ये रास नहीं आया। आतंक के आका चाहते हैं कश्मीर फिर से तबाह हो जाए और इसलिए इतनी बड़ी साजिश को अंजाम दिया।
Mr. Modi expressed happiness over the completion of 50 years of the launch of the Aryabhatta satellite this month. He said the country is busy preparing for many important missions like Gaganyaan, SpaceX and Chandrayaan 4 and is also working on the Venus orbiter mission and Mars lander mission. On disaster management, the Prime Minister opined that alertness is the most important thing in dealing with any natural disaster. He urged citizens to use the Sachet mobile app, which has been designed to provide real-time alerts during any natural disaster in regional languages. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has intensified probe into the Pahalgam terror attack case. NIA teams are camping at the terror attack site since Wednesday. The NIA said in a statement that the teams are examining the eyewitnesses who had seen the attack unfold at the Baisaran Valley. The entry and exit points are being closely scrutinized by the NIA teams for clues to the modus operandi of the terrorists. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir police today detained two hardcore terrorist associates from Budgam district under the Stringent Public Safety Act. A police spokesperson said the detained individuals were instrumental in facilitating terrorist activities, including movement, shelter, logistical support, besides motivating local youth to join banned terrorist organizations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today spoke to UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy. Both leaders discussed the terrorist attack at Pahalgam. They highlighted the importance of zero tolerance for terrorism. A total of 537 Pakistani nationals visiting India have so far returned home through the Atari Wagha border crossing in Punjab's Amritsar. It comes following the government's 48-hour deadline for Pakistani nationals present in India on SAARC visa to exit the country in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack, which claimed lives of 26 people. Out of 537 Pakistani nationals, 237 returned today. Talking to Akashvani News, Protocol Officer at Atari, Arun Mehal said the date of return for all visa holders, including those on medical visa, has been extended till the 29th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness over the loss of lives in a road accident in Mandsaur, Madhya Pradesh. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed condolences to those who have lost their lives, loved ones. He hoped that the injured will recover soon. In women's cricket, India defeated host Sri Lanka by 9 wickets in the first ODI of the Tri-Nation Series in Colombo. In IPL T20 cricket, chasing the target of 163 runs set by Delhi Capitals, Royal Challengers Bengaluru were at 146 runs for loss of 4 wickets in 18 overs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.